Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cal McLish. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter strikes out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hoch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball four. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Johnson. Amaro moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amaro scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 1 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoch is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Amaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke scores. Amaro moves to third. It's 2-0, Phillies. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Amaro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Astros nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Phillies. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Spangler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Staub moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Staub scores. There goes Warwick trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-2, Phillies. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amaro moves to second. Jim Dixon now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Goss pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Lillis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Phillies. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gonzalez moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-3, Phillies. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Frank Torre now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Astros 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Umbrick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Baldschun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldschun hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Temple reaches second base with a double. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. Fazio moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive towards third. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 6, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.